Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
At starting guards is number 13, Caitlin McAdown, and she's a 5'4 junior. Danielle Kunk is in her side partner, and she's Warriors number 20. She's also a 5'7" junior. Center for the Tigers is Kelly Kustenberger. Kelly is a 5'10" senior. Juniors are Elizabeth Ording, number 24. She's a senior. And Lindsay Winters, the other four, both them girls, Rob, are players. And Lindsay comes in about 6'2", and they're big, athletic, and strong. They come off, they got beat last year in the state finals. They won the volleyball state tournament in Ohio this year, and that just tells you right there what kind of athletes they got.
Yeah, I think they lost 12 matches in volleyball, still won the state title.
Amazing. Indians, of course, start Brooke Collin, number 15. She's a junior, 5'5". Kara Wendell back from the starting lineup. She's a sophomore. Libby Patch, center. Val Mollenkamp, junior. And Allie Vaughn wraps up the Indians starting five.
Underway here, and the tap goes to the Versailles Lady Tigers. So, reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Again, good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And a two-point shot on the left was good by Versailles. Hitting that one was Caitlin McEldowney. It's a pretty nice shot from the baseline there.
Yeah, she comes from a long line of good players. The McEldowney family has been on the coaching staff, both boys and girls. I think her dad's now the principal or superintendent at Versailles. Nice play.
Shot up and in. And Allie Vaughn hits the first basket of the game for Fort Recovery to make it now 2-2, all tied up here. The first quarter is being brought to you as a public service by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana. Shot from the right side is up and no good. Rebound tipped around, comes to Olivia Patch. She'll shovel the pass over here to Fort Recovery's Kiara Wendell. Kiara missed the first couple of games this year due to injury. Fort Recovery's 1-1 on the season. Olivia Patch gets it inside, puts the move on, and in and out, no good. Versailles is 4-0 on the year. Versailles has it going. Their varsity is 4-0, and their JV, after beating Fort Recovery tonight, is 5-0.
That's a nice drop step by Liv. She's got to finish it.
Here's a shot from the free throw line. No good, short. Missed there by Danielle Conk. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch came out with it. Over it goes to the Lady Indians, Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery lost the JV game tonight, 32-25. We'll give you the scoring on that at halftime. There's Kiara Wendell hitting a basket. Her first hoop of the year.
Well, that's what she can do. You know, she broke penetration, pulled up, and hit a little 12-footer in the lane, and that's something that I'm sure Coach Patch got a big smile on his face.
I'm sure so, too. So, full court press here for Fort Recovery. But Versailles breaks it pretty easily. At Portside Fieldhouse tonight, welcome to the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WPGW Radio. Glad to be here. Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. Out top, inside it goes, and it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. They say a shot was deflected there that was taken by Lindsay Winter.
Yeah, they pound the ball down to Winter. The good Val and Livy collapsed on her and did a nice job knocking it away.
Eric Catterley's our studio producer back in Portland, and Neil Spencer, the producer of FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, as he usually is. Here's a pass over on the right side. A set shot from three is good.
Two-pointer.
Two? Wow. Lindsay Winter, I thought she was just outside the two-point line, but apparently not.
Oh, nice job.
Wide open is Olivia Patch, and she scores. Brooke Colley gets the assist. That makes it 6-4. Lady Indians are on top here in the early going. How about that?
Yeah, very nice. Allie Vaughn broke the pressure. Indians had a 3-on-2, executed it perfectly.
So Versailles putting the ball in play. Fort Recovery full court press. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, reminding you they're collecting used and new toys for needy families. You can drop those off tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. You can drop those off tomorrow at the Calp Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery. There's a ball stolen by Fort Recovery, and now it's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Tigers. Fort Recovery 6, Versailles 4, with 4:52 to go here in the first quarter of play. Here comes the inbounds pass for the Lady Indians from Allie Vaughn. Gets it into Kiara Wendell. Kiara out front with the ball, dribbling, now passing over here to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot. Got it. Val Mollenkamp with the three, and the Lady Indians are out to a 9-4 lead here. We need a payback here from that volleyball game they stole from us.
That's exactly right. Cost us a match.
That did. That hurt. That one really hurt. At the time, I was kind of really disappointed. I thought, gee, Versailles has lost a lot of matches this year, and they beat us, but then they went on to win the state title. It's a foul on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Brooke Collig, I believe. So Versailles will have it out of bounds underneath their own hoop.
Kunk checks back in for the Tigers.
And there's a shot up and no good from the left side. Rebound. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn comes out of there with it. Vaughn at the top of the key. Stops. Passes over on the left side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, stopping, looking inside. Goes to Olivia Patch.
Nice entry. Get squared up there, kiddo.
Patch dribbles the ball. Puts it up. Tries to, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call Elizabeth Ording with the foul. So the Lady Indians leading here 9-4 in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. They remind you their men's night out is coming up on December 19th. There you go.
You going?
They have adult refreshments for you, too.
Really? I don't drink. Might start.
5 to 8 o'clock that evening on Wednesday, December the 19th. 20% off on many nice gift items at Calp Pharmacy's men's night out on December the 19th.
You done any Christmas shopping yet?
I'm not doing a whole lot. I wait till the last week.
Yeah, me too.
Olivia Patch puts it up and in. Got them both. So Olivia's off to a nice start. She led us in scoring the last game when we defeated a nice Wapakoneta team, really. 37-34 was the score. Wapakoneta, always a strong program. Here's a shot up and no good by Versailles. Missing that shot was Lindsay Winter. Now there's a foul on the rebound on Versailles.
And he's got a break. Nice move by Winter. She goes up, misses a left-hand layup. They go over the top of Vaug, getting that rebound. Great start for the purple and white.
Savannah Toner, is that how you pronounce it?
I would say yes.
She committed the foul. So Fort Recovery brings it up. Here's Kiara Wendell with the basketball. Out of the center circle. Dribbles to the right side, stops, goes back to the left. Now down the lane.
Uh-oh.
And pulled her pivot foot. A little traveling music there for Kiara, so that'll give the ball back to Versailles. Fort Recovery leading by 7, 11-4 on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, you can find it at the Fort Recovery Calp Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Industrial Park here in Fort Recovery. They have anything you would need.
They have everything.
I've been one of their customers, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you're on the mend, partner.
Yes, I am. Inside, and it's picked up by Winter, and now a pass underneath, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery. Who's this official? I don't think I've seen him before.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know we got Benny Kramer out here.
Yeah, he's a long-time official. So, Versailles will have it underneath their own hoop. Tossing it in here will be the Lady Tigers' Kelsey Custon Border. And her shot up and good. Who got that three?
Caitlin McEldown.
Caitlin McEldown, 8.
Allie, good job, kid.
11-7 now. Lady Indians leading by 4 in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open until 8 o'clock. A lot of evenings during the week for your convenience. And there's a pass attempted underneath, and Val Mollenkamp overthrew.
It's a bad angle for that pass. You need to make the pass to the corner and then get it into Liv.
tried to hit Olivia Patch inside and just overthrew her. So Versailles has the ball back on the turnover. Oh, there's traveling there.
I thought so too.
Didn't call it. And on the layup was Danielle Kunk. It's her first basket tonight. Makes it 11-9. Lady Indians' lead has shriveled down to 2 now. And now we just throw it away again.
Yeah, Allie drove down a little too far, got into no man's land. Bobbled it, balling it out. Timeout Indians.
Timeout Indians. That'll give us time for this commercial message. So we'll be back here in just a moment.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
2:25 left to go here in the first quarter of play. And speaking of the band, they're here tonight. They're not usually here for the girls' games, but
no, Coach
pulling out all the stops tonight.
Yeah, Mr. Knuth?
Knuth, yes.
He does a great job with them.
He does. So, Versailles has the ball. Bringing it down the court is Caitlin McEldowney. Hemmed in over there, but gets the pass off to Winter. Winter in the lane, back on the outside it goes. Here's a 15-foot shot, popped up and no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. Just missing that shot a moment ago was Danielle Kunk. The Lady Tigers have it back. Winter has it in the lane, turns, fires, and hits. Lindsay Winter with a 2-point basket. About a 5-footer, and that ties the game at 11-11. We did lead 11-4. They've scored 7 in a row here. Right side it goes to Fort Recovery's, who's just in the game now, Brenna Holman. And we throw it away again. What's happened here?
It is third turnover.
Versailles with the ball with 1:30 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Winter with a long shot. She misses, and a foul is going to be called on Versailles. Over the back of Brooke Colleague was Kelsey Custon Border. That's a new name for me.
Custon Border? Yep. Her dad was a really good bowler back in the day.
I heard you're a pretty good bowler.
In my day, about 50 pounds ago, I was damn good, but guess what? The old knee kind of gave out. Kids drove me nuts. So
are you bowling at all now?
I haven't bowled in 2 years.
Really? Here's Versailles, nice. Or I should say Val Mollenkamp with the ball for Fort Recovery. Puts it up no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Versailles. So Lady Indians will have it underneath our own hoop here. I bet you miss that.
I do, absolutely. Miss camaraderie, a lot of great guys.
Yeah.
Bowl Portland all the time. Gary Brown and all the guys at Portland. And the old Brownie was a legend, I'll tell you that.
He was indeed. Sorry to see him gone. Here's Val Mollenkamp, puts it up and in. He lived the business, I'll tell you.
He did.
Val Mollenkamp on a 10-footer. That makes Val with a total of 5 points now.
Yeah, that was a nice job by the Indians offensively. Brooke Colley makes a nice pass inside, and Val finishes and breaks the drought we was on.
Versailles tried to hit Kelsey Custon Border underneath behind the defense, but the pass went off her fingertips and out of bounds, so we get a break there. Turnover on the Lady Tigers. And 40 seconds remaining here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 13-11 the score. Don't forget, tomorrow's the last day you can donate used or new toys to Cal Pharmacy, and they'll donate those to the families in need. So I think they're doing that in cooperation with Project Joy. So drop off your toys tomorrow at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. That's the last day you can do that. Brenna Holman brings it up. She will stop. Pass over here to Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes in the lane. Back outside it goes. Paige Fortkamp with the ball, who came in the game. And we throw it away again. Pass went down to Val Mollenkamp and stolen by Versailles. And Lindsay Winter just threw it away with 17 seconds remaining. We got a break on that
one. Yes, we did.
Got a break on that one. Olivia Patch comes in, and leaving will be Paige Fortkamp. So Val Mollenkamp will toss it in here. She led us in scoring in the first game, and Olivia Pass led us in scoring in the last game.
Clear it out.
Here comes Fort Recovery beating the press down the court. 10 seconds to go. Need a shot. On the outside is Kiara Wendell. 6 seconds. Kiara drives down the lane, passes over to the right side. Shots up and no good. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Oh, they're going to give it to us with 2.2 seconds to go.
Boy, Vonnie's got to finish that.
Yes, Allie Vaughn had an opportunity there to score and just couldn't get it to go down.
2 tenths can't score, right?
In fact, to be quite honest, it wasn't really even close.
Yeah.
2 tenths? I don't know. I don't think so. Nope. Got to tip it in. 2 tenths is all that was left on the clock, and it's now zero as the first quarter comes to a close. Lady Indians leading 13-11. How about that? Fort Recovery on top here. We'll be back in a moment at the Fortside Fieldhouse and go to Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. So give an old toy new life or donate a new toy for a purpose. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit KalpPharmacy.com for details or email info@KalpPharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Great people there at Fort Recovery Lumber. They have been a long-time supporter of our broadcast.
Yeah, you can't beat the Butt family. And like you said, they are great supporters of Indians.
There's a shot up and in. That was scored by Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan. How about that? Way to go, Brenna. That puts us up on top, 15-11 here in the second quarter. Thanks again to Kalp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard
she
sponsor.
Walked.
Did no call.
Nice job, Pager.
Shot was missed. Rebound came to Paige Ford Kemp. Second quarter is being brought to you by the fine folks at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the north edge, at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. It's right across from the Industrial Park, and there is a... Is that traveling?
Travel, yep. It's a fifth turnover on the Indians. Tigers have three. Indians have out-rebounded Versailles.
Why don't you recap our scoring real quick.
First, so far for the Indians, Brenna Homan has 2 points. Carawana with 2. Liv Patch with 4. Val Mollenkamp leads us with 5. Allie Vaughn with 2. Round out the Indians. 15 points.
Leading 15-11 over Versailles right now. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler here. We'll be... bringing you the Fort Recovery and Jay County boys games on Saturday night. That'll be a lot of fun from Jay County High School.
I love going over there.
3-point shot is up and good by Versailles.
McEldowney's got 8, Rob. That's her second three-pointer.
Caitlin McEldowney. It's a foul called on Versailles.
Liz Walton got a little excited there and reached in.
Versailles fans down below us didn't think that was the right call.
You see how tall these women are down here? Ain't no wonder, Versailles. Every woman here is 6 foot tall. Fort Recovery down one girl, 6 foot.
Yep. It's in the jeans.
It is. Yeah.
Dribbled out of bounds by Kiara Wendell. She was being pressured and just lost the dribble there, and it went out of bounds. So turnover, Lady Indians. We had a few too many of those here. But we're leading 15-14.
Hey, this is a pretty nice little perch right here, ain't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
now, would you rather be high up like at Jay County when you're up in the corner there?
No.
Nope. That's a horrible seat.
Yep. Nope.
You think with your pole.
Well, maybe one of these days. But yeah, they built it that way from the get-go. That's the way it was when the place went opened up back in 75, 76. Right side it goes for Versailles. They trail by one, 15-14. Here's a shot up, and it's McElDowney, no good.
Nice job, Vonnie. Good rebound, kid.
Allie Vaughn will pass down to Brooke Colleague for recovery with the ball.
We give it to her.
Kicked out of bounds by Versailles, but recovery will keep it as getting her foot on it. There was the Lady Tigers' Danielle Kunk. Leaving the game here will be Liz Watren. W-A-T-R-E-N. That's kind of a different name, too. And coming in is Kelsey Custom-Border for Versailles. Here's a pass to Val Mollenkamp. Val top of the key. For a big lady, she dribbles the ball pretty well.
She does. And you know, when she goes to Finley, they're going to have her out there on that forward spot. And she's going to have to learn how to handle the ball. And she does a nice job. And I think that's why they like her. You see a girl 6'1" out there handling the ball. Yeah, you can play for me.
Ball's kicked there.
We need a bucket here, partner.
Yes, we do. We led 11-4, and it's kind of been, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Offense has just not been scoring. But we still lead 15-14, and there's a ball almost intercepted and goes out of bounds off the McElDowney. The pass was intended for Brooke Colleague, but luckily McElDowney couldn't get a good grip on the ball. So Fort Recovery throws it in. Val Mollenkamp comes in here to Brooke Garkey. Back to Val. Val top of the key. Man-for-man defense here for Versailles. There's a shot fired up by Fort Recovery's Paige Forkamp. No good. Rebound comes to Versailles.
Not ball.
Here come the Lady Tigers, and it's up and no good. And a foul is called, though, on Fort Recovery. Who's going to get nailed?
In against Allie Vaughn. That's her second personal foul.
Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your authorized Claas and forage dealer for this part of the U.S. Claas products that you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your Claas New Holland dealer. Free throws up and good by Versailles.
That's only her first foul. I was wrong there. It won't be my first mistake.
It's up and good again. So 2 for 2 for Danielle Kunk, giving her 4 points on the night. It's 16-15, and Versailles takes the lead. Let's get it back here. Bringing the ball up the court is Allie Vaughn. Dribbling down towards the baseline, stops, passes back out to Brooke Garkey in the lane, pops the shot, and missed. Rebound comes to Versailles to Custon Border, and here come the Lady Tigers.
Nice job by Brooke getting in the lane and just has to finish. That was one of those operations was a success, but the patient died deal.
And Versailles just dribbled the ball out of bounds. McElDowney went down low and had nowhere to go and couldn't keep control of the ball.
How about the Colts the other day? Killed me.
Oh, brother.
You cannot lose 6-0. I understand Jacksonville's better than their record. But.
Well, the sad thing is, if we would have just hit the field goals when we had the chance, instead of going fourth down, we would have won the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Colts would have won the game.
Yeah. But,
yeah. We'll see. Timeout's on the court here. I got to take a commercial break here, Bobby. So we'll be back in a moment. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Claas hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Claas baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Claas product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Claas harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Of course, the Browns aren't
done. We ain't talking about the Browns, really.
They've had a better year than usual, though.
Yeah, they have. We're watchable.
I was hoping they were going to upset Houston last week, but I knew better.
Bad first half.
Yep. Here's a shot from outside for Versailles as they lead 16-15. No good. Missed in there by Danielle Kunk, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Here's Tori Vaughn with it on the left. Or Allie Vaughn, I'm sorry. Allie Vaughn on the left, back out to Val Mollenkamp.
Well, you can just see how athletic this team is, Versailles has.
Pass inside is ripped off by Elizabeth Ording and down to Winter, who scores. Lindsay Winter scoring for the Lady Tigers. 6 points for her now. And it's 18-15, and Fort Recovery desperately needs a score here. Our offense has just gone out of town. There's a three-point shot missed by Val Mollenkamp, and the rebound goes out of bounds off for Sales, so we get the ball back.
Yeah, they're man-to-man, and they're causing our guards a lot of problems. We're having a hard time getting in our offense, and as we got seven or eight turnovers now. And we got to get a bucket here, 18-15, Indians trail.
Just not getting very good shots. And then we're committing a lot of turnovers, too, or too many turnovers. On the left of Val Mollenkamp. Val looks inside. Pretty closely guarded by Lindsay Winter. Val tries to hand it off, and now the ball's loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. And that's going to go to Versailles, who already leads 18-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter with 3:26 remaining in the quarter.
Coach Stonebreaker won her 300th game. Now, I'll tell you something, she ain't that old.
No, she's quite a coach.
Yeah.
Very successful program. On the left side for Versailles is Brooke Stonebreaker. Back out to Lindsay Winter. There's McEldowney with it now on the left wing. Now she'll go to the hole and put it up and got it. Caitlin McEldowney, 10 points for her already.
Yeah, she's a nice little player right there, I'll tell you that, Rob. She's giving us fits.
20-15, Versailles leads by five in the second quarter here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Brenna Homan with the ball.
There's a nice back cut.
Shots fired up and good. There we go. Nice shot by Fort Recovery's Olivia. Let's try it again. Kiara Wendell. I'll get it right eventually. Kiara Wendell scores on the bucket. And Versailles has the basketball. Winter feeds inside. It's knocked out of bounds by Olivia Patch. It'll be given to Versailles. Scores 20-17.
Indians are getting at it defensively, and they're also causing some problems for the guards out there for Versailles. And so far, I'd say this has been a pretty good first half in the fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That side over on the right side it goes. There's a collision, no call. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound Versailles good, and a foul call on Fort Recovery. As getting the rebound basket for the Lady Tigers there was Elizabeth Ording, her first basket of the night, and she was also fouled on the play. Olivia Patch picks up the second foul of the game for her.
Yeah, it's a big play. Livy gets beat there on that weak side rebound, and then she commits a foul, so it's a double whammy. You don't get the rebound, and then you foul, and they score a bucket.
So, going to the free throw line here for the Lady Tigers, Elizabeth Ording.
You probably remember her dad, Rob. Her dad played basketball at St. Henry for a number of years. They called him Itch Ording, and he was a stud back when St. Henry's heydays.
One of the many.
Yeah, right.
Free throw's no good. Fort Recovery did get the rebound. Out front with it is Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling down, goes to
nice
the hoop,
attack.
Puts
Brenna.
It up, and got it. Brenna Homan, a nice drive there. Makes it 22-19 now. Lady Indians trail by three. Here's an inside shot up and good. Versailles is starting to open it up on offense as Elizabeth Ording gets the easy basket down low, making it 24-19 now. Lady Indians trailing by five. Minute 30 left to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. For those New Holland tractors, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Check out those T7 tractors. They're quite a nice tractor, a utility tractor that would do a great job on your farm. Fort Recovery working the ball. Brenna Homan goes inside to Fort Camp. Back out to Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Puts the shot up. It's no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. And here come the Lady Tigers leading by five, 24-19. That was a pretty wild shot there by Val.
Yeah, she kind of got there in no man's land and didn't have much of a choice. So she shot it and
just heaved it up.
Yeah.
So Versailles working the ball around. Don't forget that for outstanding service for your farm equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shots missed by Versailles, by Hannah Bargy, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here's Val Mollenkamp over to Allie Vaughn, back to Val.
Indians might get one shot here. 20 seconds left.
See what they decide to do. Looks like that might be their strategy. On the left here to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top to Val Mullenkamp. Down the right to Allie Vaughn. Allie goes to the hole, scoops it up, and missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Here's a shot up, and no good at the horn by Brenna Holman. Almost went in. So we've completed one half a play. Fort Recovery Lady Indians are trailing here by a score of 24-19. After we led at the end of the first quarter, didn't we, or not?
We did, 13-11.
11-4 it was at one time, and boy, we've only scored 8 points since, and they scored 20. So it's been a tough time for us here in the last part of the first quarter and the second quarter, but not that far off here, trailing only by five. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. For New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back here at halftime, give you the halftime stats coming up in just a moment.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Back at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, everybody, I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler, our studio producer, Eric Catterly at the station, and Neil Spencer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. We do welcome all of you listening, whether you're on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Bob, let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of play.
For the Versailles Tigers, Rob, they have 24 points. They are led by Caitlin McAdine. The junior has got a couple three-pointers, a couple field goals. She leads them with 10. Elizabeth Warning, this 5-foot, 11-inch senior, has 4. Lindsay Winter has 4. Kelsey Custom Border with 4. Danielle Kunk with 2 for their 24 points. For the Indians, it looks like this. Indians, Brenna Holman comes off the bench, plays well the first half. She has 4 points. Kiara Wendell with 4 points for the Indians. Olivia Patch also with 4 points, a couple rebounds. Val Mullenkamp with 5 points. She scored 5 early, didn't hear much from her in the second quarter. We got to have Val the second half, and Allie Vaughn gets a bucket. Indians with 19. Indians have 9 turnovers. Tigers have 5. Indians out-rebounding them 10-8. trailing the scoreboard 24-19, Parker.
Yeah, that turnover total is not good.
Well, we didn't have any turnovers for 4 minutes, so 10 there the last quarter and a half. That's 2 minutes.
And we led again at one time 11-4, but now the Lady Tigers of Versailles lead 24-19. Port Recovery lost the reserve game tonight. We'll give you all the scoop on that coming up here in a moment, right after we pause for this message from our friends at Calp Pharmacy, one of our fine Indian sponsors.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. So give an old toy new life or donate a new toy for a purpose. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit calppharmacy.com for details or email info@calppharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, let's take a look at the reserve game tonight, which was won by Versailles. Port Recovery made kind of a run there, Bobby, in the fourth quarter in that reserve game, but just didn't quite have enough gas to get over the top.
Yeah, we got too far behind early, and it was one of those deals where we just started making some shots at the end and made it close and made a nice run at them.
Tied at 4-4 at the first quarter, and then Versailles took an 18-8 lead at halftime. Versailles led 21-12 after three, as we could only get 4 points in each of the first three quarters. And then got close, I think got within 4 points in the fourth quarter, but the final score was Versailles 32 and Fort Recovery 25. Versailles was led in scoring in that ball game by Kate Griesdorn, who had 10 points. Emma George had 8, and 4 apiece for Kiera Pearson and Caitlin Marshall. For the Lady Indian Junior Varsity team, they were led by Macy Day, who had 12 points, 6 for Hope Wendell, 2 apiece for Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, and Elena. I always forget, what is it?
Elena Evers
with 2, and Marissa Garkey with 1. I asked her that last year. Is it Elena or Elena? I just don't know.
I'm the same way. I can't remember anything either.
But anyway, that's the way the JV game went. Versailles winning 32-25. We'll be back here in a moment with the start of the second half of play. Fort Recovery trailing here to Versailles 24-19. And we'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Not too far away from the start of the second half. I'll give you a chance. You got a big deal coming up on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
We do, Rob. On December 19th, on a Wednesday night, Fort Recovery has the... We've done it for the last couple of years and raised money for families in need around the area, and we try to pick some families that are hurting this Christmas, and it's not a great deal of money, but the people of Fort Recovery and around the area really support us, Rob, and I can't tell you how it really is amazing every night. We have 3 hours from 7 to 10, and we have local entertainment come in, and Father Matt shows up, and last year we was able to raise around $26,000 in 3 hours, and
wow.
And in 2 years now we've raised $44,000, and we're really proud of it, and it just goes to local families in need.
Yeah, great cause. That's on December the 19th on Fort Recovery Perkins Radio.
Turn the clock on.
FortRecoveryRadio.com.
How long
clock
before they buzz the old...
Clock has not been
there
turned.
You go.
There we go. Lost about 10 seconds. Well, we gained about 10 seconds, I guess. For sales with the ball.
Indians with their 10th turnover.
We just threw the ball away as Fort Recovery had it to start the second half. Here's a shot from outside. It's up and good.
Well, I really like that girl, that punk girl. She has a nice... She has a nice mid-range jumper, and she's quick, and she's giving the Indians fits, I'll tell you.
Danielle Cox scores. Gives her a total of, 6 points now on the night. And so, by the way, the third quarter scoreboard sponsor, you know these folks, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Had a run in or two with them, yeah.
Offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery just missed a shot. Here's Versailles putting it up no good. Rebound up and no good by Versailles, and a foul now on Fort Recovery. Looks like Elizabeth Ording was fouled, and we'll get two free throws here. Val Mollenkamp picks up the foul.
Once again, offensive rebound. Killed us.
Yep.
You can't beat good teams giving them two chances.
No, you can't. Or turning the ball over too many times. And there's a miss by the Versailles Lady Tigers, Elizabeth Ording.
Who's the Patriots got tomorrow night?
We are off tomorrow night.
So you coming over to Versailles?
I don't know. That's not a bad idea. Free throws up and good.
Maybe spend some time with the missus. Take her out to a nice supper.
Well, that's an idea. I might take her out to the inn at Versailles and then go over to the game.
Actually, you did that during baseball season.
Oh, you got to come back. My wife loves to eat there, I tell you. Of course, I pay the bill, too.
Yeah, well, that's...
Foul ball at camp with the ball, goes down the lane, and scoops it up and did not go. Foul's called, so Val will be at the free throw line with two shots. The Indians just have had trouble scoring here. Only got 6 points in the second quarter, and we've yet to score here in this quarter, but only just into this quarter.
This girl, we got to get on track. We got to have her scoring.
Val misses the free throw. I think she missed two free throws earlier. She did. One more for Val. Puts it up and got that one.
For 6 points.
For your corn marketing needs, give Cooper Farms a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Here's a shot up from the lane on a floater. No good by Versailles. It goes out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by the Lady Tigers as Kelsey Custenborder missed that shot for Versailles. Now Mollenkamp puts it in play. Stolen by Versailles. And here's a blocked shot from behind by Allie Vaughn. Thank goodness, Allie.
Needs might have got away with one there. Looks like she might have got a little bit of arm, but we'll take it.
Versailles has the ball underneath. Custenborder will toss it in here. And it comes into Winning. Back to Custenborder on the right. Back to Winning. Lindsay will stop. Feeds over to Custenborder on the right. Back outside there is Caitlin McEldowney around the horn into Lindsay Winning. Free throw line jumper, missed it. Rebound and a foul over the back is called on Versailles on Elizabeth Ording.
Val had good position there, and the girl went over the top. Good job, Val. Good box out.
Check out all the wonderful job opportunities at Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com.
That's a big foul. That's the third on the Oregon girl. Indians got to do a better job with pressure here.
Indians trail by 7, 27-20 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians with the ball. Brooke Garkey with it now. She'll dribble down to the right side. Here gives it off, and now it's knocked away. And we got a save ourselves laying on the baseline with the ball in their hands, so we get it back. So Kiera Wendell will toss it in now. Kiera's first game after missing the first two games. In pass inside to Brooke Garkey, and she missed the layup. Here comes Versailles with the basketball. Back on the outside to Custom Border. Here's McElDowney. Caitlin McElDowney, who has a total of 10 points in the game, leading all scorers. On the left to Lindsay Winter. Lindsay passing out top of the key. Here's a shot fired up. It's no good. Rebound back up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Yep. And out of bounds off court recovery. That was quite a shot there by Danielle Kunk. And then she went in and got her own rebound and almost hit the shot, but not
great
quite.
Hustle. Great hustle play.
So here is Kelsey Custom Border putting it in play to McElDowney. Fires and misses.
Rebound.
Lindsay Winter got the rebound, and Allie Vaughn is called for the foul.
India's getting drilled on the boards.
So Winter now gets her 8 points in the game. We've got a timeout for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians all of a sudden find themselves trailing here by a score of 29-20. Not real good, Bob.
No, it wasn't. And down there that time, and they've missed shot, and the Winter girl goes in and gets it, and then we foul her. Laying it in, and you just can't give it. Second chance points are killers, Rob, and we've been doing this long enough to know that it's tough to be good teams doing that.
That's for sure. Again, Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well as your third quarter scoreboard sponsor. So do you work at Fort Recovery and St. Henry?
I work at my office is in Fort Recovery, but I'm in charge of all the live loading, so everything that goes into St. Henry, so I'm over there a lot. So, you know, we load around 28 loads of turkeys a night and 19 loads of hogs, so that's 47 loads of live animals we ship out every night.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
That is a lot. At the free throw line is Lindsay Winter. She puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Val Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. So, come on, Lady Indians. Let's get a basket here. Cut the lead back to 7 points. Val Mullenkamp trying to pass off to the left side. It's knocked away by Winter and out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the basketball.
Sy P got knocked in the old first throw there.
Yeah.
What a great guy he is. He's there every game, eh?
Yep, he is. Here's a drive to the hole by Allie Vaughn. Passes back to Brooke Garkey. Now to Brenna Homan. Homan back out top to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp dribbling the basketball. Stopping, looking for a teammate. Passes over here to Brenna Homan on the right.
Well, they really play really good man defense.
And that Fort Recovery really just threw that away. But here's Val Mullenkamp stealing it at the other end. Now it's knocked out of bounds. And it should go to Fort Recovery. No, they're going to say it's going to go to Versailles. So Versailles is going to get a break on that one.
They're going to meet. Maybe they can get this one changed. Indians with 14 turnovers.
I think they are going to change it.
Nope,
they're not. Versailles keeps the ball.
Watch the lob.
Val Mullenkamp thought it was tipped out of her hands. Inside, there's a shot up blocked by Olivia Patch, and she's called for a foul as Savannah Toner tried to go to the hole, and she'll have two free throws.
Yeah, I think Olivia made a nice block, but I think he got Brenna on the reach.
No, they called that on Homan, I think.
Yeah, Brenna on the reach, I think so.
Free throw's no good.
Well, you got to wonder. You got college girl down low with the big girl. I'm thinking maybe put Paige down there, but I guess that's not very smart.
I don't know. We'll see.
Giving up about 5 inches there.
Toner fires again and gets this one. One of two for Savannah Toner. Her first basket, her first point of the game. And the Cooper Farm scoreboard has Fort Recovery trailing by 10 now, 30 to 20. Back out top it goes. Here is Brooke Colley over on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Tries to lob it in to Olivia Patch and overthrew her. And Versailles comes away with the ball. Another Fort Recovery turnover. How many unofficially do you have?
I unofficially have 15. There's a steal.
Tipped by Allie Vaughn, and Allie will bring it up.
That's the seventh Versailles turnover.
Allie brings it down. We'll pass over on the left to Brooke Colley.
Hit
back
one.
Out top. There's a shot fired up by Paige Fortkamp. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Patch. And over to Allie Vaughn. She can't control it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Versailles.
Make her 16.
16 turnovers for the Lady Indians here, and we're only 3:54 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Hey, and the gals are trying. They're working real hard.
Absolutely, and it's pretty good competition. We're going to have good competition Saturday. Ottawa Glandorf comes in here, a team that made it to the Final Four last year. They might have even won state last year, now I think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll be here to do that game, by the way.
Well, good.
So you folks can tune us in for the Fort Recovery Ottawa Glandorf game on Saturday afternoon. Here's a shot from the left side up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Brenna Homan.
Come on, let's get a bucket here.
Homan and Fireman down to Brooke Colley. Colley will go to the corner to Paige Fortkamp. Paige tries to find Olivia Patch inside, and it's stripped away from Olivia. Stolen, another turnover for Fort Recovery. Here's a wide-open shot from the left side. It's no good by Danielle Kunk. A battle for the rebound, and jump ball should be called, and it is finally.
Jump ball goes to the Lady.
Most of the boys' basketball team down there rooting the girls on.
Indians with a nice, impressive win there Saturday night versus Douglas Jefferson.
Well, they crunched them, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, good opener, I'm not sure Douglas Jefferson was opponent-wise, but it's a good opener, you know. It's nice to get that game under your belt because we get right into the fire this weekend with Versailles and Jay County.
Petey had 25, I believe, to lead the Indians in scoring on Saturday. There's an offensive foul, or?
Well, one of them was going to call offensive, the other one was going to call. They're going to call.
Going to call it on Versailles. One official was going to call it offensive, and Ben Kramer overruled him. So,
fired up the old.
Kira Wendell will toss it in to Paige Fortkamp. She tries to go low to Olivia Patch, and it's stolen by Versailles. We're just trying to force too many passes.
Absolutely. 18 turnovers.
And there is a dribbling violation called on Versailles on Hannah Bargie. Val Mollenkamp, Allie Vaughn come back in the game, and leaving will be Brooke Colley and Paige Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, if you'd like to sell corn to Coopers, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. You buy just a little bit of corn, don't you?
Yeah, I think we go through about 5 million bushels a year, somebody said.
Wow. Inside to Allie. No, that's inside to Allie Vaughn. There's Val Mollenkamp with it. Val will hand off to Brenna Homan. Homan top of the key, works her way to the right side, passes off along the baseline to Kiara Wendell.
There's
Kiara goes to the left to Allie Vaughn, open and hits the 3-point shot. Or was it two?
Let's give her two.
Wow, that was close.
Yep.
2-point basket.
Nice job, Brenna Wendell. She penetrates, kicks it out, and that's how you beat us. A good man as you penetrate dish.
Allie was wide open. There's a foul on Brenna Homan.
Brenna ain't scared to mix her up. She'll mix her up with the best of them.
You can't fault the kids for really the whole team's hustling pretty hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Just not making the right things happen. Although we're only down by 8 here, and we have 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, so there's plenty of time. But
we're going to make a run.
Going to need to start doing that here fairly soon. Right side with the ball is Liz Watron. On the left, Lindsay Winter. That's a great basketball name, Lindsay Winter.
Yep.
Here's a, well, they pass it off. McEldowney on the left side to Winter. Winter goes to the hole, and she's going to be called for traveling. So traveling there on Lindsay Winter as she tried to drive around Fort Recovery. Maybe Val Mollenkamp was guarding her. So Val will put it in play here now. Full court pressure for Versailles. Comes into Kiara Wendell. Kiara will dribble down across the timeline, pass underneath to Olivia Patch, and it goes out of bounds. But off of Versailles, we got a break on that one.
Livy has got to make that catch. That's a great pass, good penetration. She's got to catch it and stick that in.
Here comes the inbounds pass from Kiara Wendell out to Val Mollenkamp at the center circle now. Dribbles the ball, stops, feeds over to Brenna Homan. Down low, there's Kiara Wendell to Olivia Patch. Out of bounds it goes, and again, knocked out of bounds by Versailles by Hannah Bargy. So that's twice Olivia Patch has come close to getting a nice pass inside, but it's been knocked away both times. Oh, wide open on the inbounds play. Kiara Wendell passing to Allie Vaughn, who lays it in as we burn him on the backside.
Allie was six. And he's cut it to six.
Yeah, 30-24 back in the game here after trailing by 10. Versailles, McEldowney on the left. Right side, back out top. Around the horn it goes again. McEldowney will feed the Winter. Winter in the lane,
straight
turns,
up.
Fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp, gives to Olivia Patch. Now the Lady Indians can cut the lead to 4 points. Allie Vaughn gets the pass across
nice
the timeline.
Oh,
Kiara Wendell traveled. Yep.
Good call on it.
19 turnovers now on the Lady Indians. Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor here, Cooper Farms. They wish you and your family a happy holiday season. Be sure to enjoy a turkey for your Christmas dinner from Cooper Farms.
There you go. You getting everybody home for Christmas? Or do you guys travel?
Yes. My kids are coming home. One from Baltimore, one from Toledo. So that's unusual when they're both home at the same time.
Well, that's going to be a great Christmas for the Weaver family.
Yes, it is. Here we go. Caitlin McEldowney brings it up for Versailles with 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Lady Indians still trail by six. We missed an opportunity there to cut it to four. Inside the Lindsay Winter. Back outside it goes. Right to Caitlin McEldowney. McEldowney between the circles. Feeds on the left side to Kelsey Custom Border. Custom Border will pass over here to Danielle Kunk. Kunk back to McEldowney on the right wing. 9 seconds remaining.
It is a big stop here.
On the left it goes to Kunk. Will fire an open shot and miss. And rebounds tapped out of bounds off for Sales. Custom Border knocked out of bounds, and only, unfortunately, 0.7 left.
Nice job defensively, though. I was impressed with the Indians' defense there. Don't throw it away.
Oh, my. We threw it away without anybody touching the ball, and that's going to give...
Ball underneath the basket.
Versailles the ball underneath the basket with 0.7 seconds to go, so they've got a chance to score here.
This could be a backbreaker.
Let's hope not.
This is going to be a lob to 25 as she flashes across.
Here comes the lob to Lindsay Winter. And she can't. Good job by Val Mollenkamp keeping her from getting the ball. And the quarter expires with Versailles leading 30-24 at the end of three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, Jay Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. So give an old toy new life or donate a new toy for a purpose. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit calppharmacy.com for details or email info@calppharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't forget, Port Recovery Boys will be playing at Versailles tomorrow night. How tough is Versailles this year?
Well, they lost a lot. They only have one senior, so they're kind of on a rebuild. I mean, they're going to be good, but it's a game that I think Coach Bayshore feels like if we go over there, play solid, don't let that crowd intimidate us, so we can get a W. It'd be nice to open that MAC up with a win.
Boy, it would be indeed. Port Recovery's fighting for a win here tonight, trailing by 6 as we start the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Here's a shot by McElDowney from the left side. It's good. Caitlin McElDowney drills about a 12-footer there.
That was her first bucket of the second half.
32-24 now, an 8-point lead for Versailles. On the left side is Kiera Wendell. She will pass to Val Mollenkamp down on the baseline. Dribbles back out to the wing. Now to Olivia Patch inside. Stops, spins, fires, and misses off the glass. And a foul's called on the rebound on Fort Recovery, I think, on Vaughn. Yes, it is, on Allie Vaughn. That's her third. Don't forget, for quality building materials, it's your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And, of course, they have those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors as well at Fort Recovery Lumber. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles as Custom Border missed the shot. Now back out top to Cunk. She walked and no call. Drives in and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. So Cunk did a good job of creating the contact there. And she will go to the free throw line. Danielle Cunk, and that is Val Mollenkamp's second personal foul, so she's in no problems. Danielle Cunk was at the line one other time and hit 2 out of 2. This one is up, and it is no good. Rob Weaver here with Bob Stogler from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Big Mac game for both these teams opening up their season. I didn't think we opened up. Did we usually open up with Versailles?
No, we usually play them late.
I was going to say. Free throws up and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Lindsay Winter throwing her elbows around and lost the ball. Picked up by Olivia Patch. Kiera Wendell feeds down to Brooke Garkey, tries to go to the hole, can't find an opening. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Val Mollenkamp dribbling the ball over to Kiera Wendell on the left. Kiera goes to Olivia Patch. Patch in the lane, stops, spins, fires, and hits. Olivia Patch with a beautiful spin move to make it a 6-point game again, 32-26. Out top is Caitlin McElDowney over on the right side to Lindsay Winter. Versailles with the ball, leading by 6 points here. Fort Recovery at one time led 11-4 way back when, but it's been all Versailles since about the start of the second quarter. As far as them having the lead, the ball goes out of bounds. They say it's last touch by Versailles. Fort Recovery will get it. Now we can cut the lead down to 4.
Yeah, this is a big possession here. Indy's did a nice job boxing out there, but somebody's got to go get it. And he's very fortunate the ball got tipped out of bounds.
Here we come with the inbounds pass to Brooke Collig. Collig across the timeline. Dribbling in top of the key. Down the lane, stops. Feeds over on the right. Val Mollenkamp's open from 3 and air ball. Rebound comes to Caitlin McElDowney. Fires down to Kunk. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell. Kiera brings it out of the pack. Races down. Right side to Brooke Collig. Collig goes inside to Olivia Patch. Kicked by the player. No call. And we're going to call a jump ball here. That was a missed call there.
Yeah, kicked it, no doubt. He needs to get the ball back.
He did call a jump ball, and Fort Recovery does get possession here. Brooke Collig will leave the game. Brenna Homan gets the inbounds pass, and it's blocked out of bounds. Coach Patch thought that might have been a foul. That was a pretty heavy block there by Kelsey Custom Border. Kiera Wendell will toss it in to Tori Vaughn, or Allie Vaughn, and Allie hits. Beat him on inbounds play. Ali Vaughn scoring on the layup. Makes it 32-28. How about that?
Full timeout.
Timeout on the court. I think Coach Patch called timeout there.
Mayor Dave Kopp checking in. Says, boys are sounding good on the radio. Indians, come on, Indians. We need a W. First of all, why is the mayor not here? I don't understand that. What kind of excuse he's got?
Oh, I'm sure he's busy. He's busy with things. Hey, we'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
5:11 remaining in this game. This game is anybody's game as Fort Recovery trails by only 4, 32-28. We talked about we needed to make a run. We did do that.
Yep, we do. Now we got to get another stop here and 5 minutes to go. And Indy's got a shot here.
Caitlin McElDowney passes up to Custom Border. Back outside to McElDowney. On the right goes to Kunk. Danielle Kunk over on the left side to Custom Border. Down low, back outside Custom Border. Right side to Caitlin McElDowney. She'll give over here to Kunk again. There's Lindsay Winter with the ball on the left wing. Lindsay passes off to McElDowney. Top of the key it goes to Elizabeth Ording. Now here's Custom Border with it to McElDowney. Versailles with the ball, leading by 4, 32-28, being very patient here. Danielle Kunk over goes to Custom Border, looking for an inside teammate, can't find anybody. Gives to McElDowney, goes to Winter now in the lane.
Oh, nice.
Scoops it up and missed it. Nice defense by Val Mollenkamp, and Kiara Wendell comes away with the ball, and we've got a chance to cut the lead to 2. Down comes Val Mollenkamp underneath to Vaughn,
nice,
and there is Olivia Patch who scores. Allie Vaughn gets the assist. Olivia Patch the basket, and it's a 2-point game. How about that?
Can't run the offense any better than that. Nice job, Allie Vaughn. Beautiful touch pass.
Olivia Patch now has a total of, eight points on the night. How about that? Right side it goes to Custom Border. Passing back outside it. Goes to Danielle Kunk on the left to McElDowney. Fires him good. 2-point shot. Close to a 3. Caitlin McElDowney.
She's got 14. Tigers back up 4.
Had 10 in the first half. Down comes Kiara Wendell with the ball. Stopping. Looking for a teammate. Tries to pass to Olivia Patch and threw it away.
Just panicked there a little bit. She just has to relax. You know, what we do sometimes, Rob, is we forget how young this team is. No seniors. The leadership here, you know, or it's early in the season. And I just think as this season progresses, you're going to see this team get better and better and better.
Oh, I think so, too. Versailles with the ball. They're leading by 4. And Ali Vaughn almost knocked it away. Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for finely crafted Anderson windows and patio doors in thousands of sizes and styles. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Shot is no good by Versailles, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Indians, says Ben Kramer. And so the ball will go to the Lady Tigers on the sideline. They lead by 4 with 2:50 to go here. This is a big possession if we can stop them here.
Well, you could about bet it's either going to be 25 or 13 taking this shot.
Caitlin McElDowney with the ball. Feeds over to Danielle Kunk on the left wing. Inside to Winter, and she threw it away. Winter tried to pop it right back out to Ording, and the ball went through Ording's hands and out of bounds. Turnover Versailles.
12th turnover on the Tigers.
So the Lady Indians have it back, trailing by 4. Chance to cut it down to 2 again. We trailed by as many as 10 and got down to within 2. We've led by as much as 7 early in the game, 11-4. Ali Vaughn passing in to Kiara Wendell. Kiara will bring it down across the timeline. Fort Recovery girls basketball tonight, a Big Mac game with Versailles. over on the right side.
Sales goes to the zone. A little 1-2-2 action here.
Allie Vaughn will pass back outside to Brenna Holman.
With the winner girl up top. Big target.
Here's Allie Vaughn in the middle, passing nice on the left. On, wide open from the corner is no good by Kiera Wendell. And rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. And outside it goes to Brenna Holman around the horn. Here's Allie Vaughn going to the hole, and she is fouled on the play. Drew the foul. It'll be out of bounds. Not the one-on-one yet.
Fouls on Lindsay Winter, her first personal foul. Indians with the ball out of bounds. Indians have got a lot of good looks off the inbounds plays here.
Nobody's really in any trouble foul-wise for either team. Brenna Holman with the ball. Out front, Indians trail by four, needing to score here. Time's running out, minute 52 to go in the game.
Sales back in the man.
There's Allie Vaughn underneath and lost the ball. And tying it up on hustle was Fort Recovery's Brenna Holman.
Allie got underneath there, had nowhere to go. Think we're going to have a timeout by the Tigers. Indians trail by four, minute 43 to go, Mr. Weaver.
All righty, again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hey, I was going to ask you, the kid at Hartford City, is he back there?
Luke Brown, yeah.
The young kid?
Yeah.
And the old guy still coaching?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys play him again this year?
Their coach is 84.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play him again. We play him over there this year.
And so is that they still selling out all their games?
I don't know if they're selling them out, but big crowds, yeah. He had 44 the other night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And he got hurt at Jay County last year, right?
Yes, he did. And missed the rest of the year, basically. Kind of sad, and I will point out we didn't touch him. He just got injured on his own.
Yeah, right.
By the way, in a story on him, the other day in practice, he hit 97 of 100 three-point shots. 97.
Number three-point shots.
Three-point shots. 97 of 100. Now, he's not been doing that well in the games yet this year. Well, here we go. Back to the game. Minute 26 to go. We trail by 4 points. For sales with the ball here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter.
Indians, I think when you see a couple of these girls, I think 33 will be a guy the Indians will try to foul. Also, maybe 24.
And here's Olivia Patch fouling the Ording girl, Elizabeth Ording. Yeah, she is one out of two tonight.
It's team seven, so at the line for a 1-1 is Ording. Indians need to get this rebound. Need a miss. 97 out of 100.
97 out of 100. Pretty amazing.
It is.
Three-point shots. Now, that was practice, in practice. And it was just, you know, he was just shooting around. It wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't guarded.
Right.
Free throws up and good, unfortunately, for Fort Recovery. It makes it a five-point lead now. It's up and good again. She got them both, unfortunately. That makes it a six-point lead. He is only a sophomore, by the way. Name's Luke Brown.
How big is he?
I think he's about six, around 6 foot this year. Maybe 6'1".
Indians turn it over. Turnover number 21.
Man. Too many turnovers, and time is running out here. A minute to go. Trailing by six now, 36-30. For sales with the ball. They're not going to be in any hurry to shoot the ball here. And there's, a dribbling violation called on Caitlin McEldowney. They say she turned it over. Ouch. Okay, Val Mollenkamp will toss over to
Allie Vaughn.
Got a score. Glenna Holman to Kira Wendell. There's Val Mollenkamp being guarded very closely. Goes off the screen, can't get open to Kira Wendell. Cross-court pass is stolen as Kira Wendell was trying to hit Brenna Holman on the wing, and it was intercepted by Versailles. Another turnover, turnover 22 now. There's a foul called on Brenna Holman as she fouled Caitlin McElDowney with 20 seconds left. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get it done here. We had an add-on a moment ago for Fort Recovery Insurance. You know, Bob Meyering is retiring.
Is he a class guy or what?
I hear they're going to throw a big party for him. So we congratulate Bob on his retirement. He's been there a while.
Yeah, great guy. Fort Recovery Insurance, a wonderful business. Huge supporter of Fort Recovery.
Timeout with 20 seconds to go. We'll be back.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
Well, things are not looking good for the Lady Indians here. Caitlin McElDowney will go to the line with a 6-point lead for Versailles, 36-30.
No, the Indians have hung tough today. We just had a couple turnovers there and key spots. And, man, we can't fault the effort, can we, partner?
No, they've hustled. But, you know, 13 points in the first quarter and 17 the rest of the game. That's not good. Free throws good by Caitlin McElDowney.
Caitlin with 15, Rob. I would say she would be the MVP of this game.
Maybe got it 16. Again. 16 now. Down comes, and we'll wrap up all the final stats for you here in a little bit. Down to 15 seconds. Kira Wendell will try to drive in. Back outside, Val Mollenkamp, 3-point shots, no good. Rebounds chased down and out of bounds. They say it's off of Versailles, off of a custom border. No, yes, it was off the custom border. Kira Wendell will toss it in with only 5 seconds, and now a foul is called on Fort Recovery. Before the pass came in. We call that on Allie Vaughn, number 4 on Allie. 38-30. Lady Tigers are going to win this one with 5 seconds to go, but the Indians gave it a run. Just couldn't quite get over the hump. Got back to within 2 at one point, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yep. Indians battled. I don't think Coach Patch will be real disappointed in this effort. I mean, you're never happy when you lose, but it's all about growing for this team.
Final score, 38-30. Versailles defeats our Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up. Talk with Coach Patch. I'm assuming he'll be up, so we'll be back in a moment after this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. So give an old toy new life or donate a new toy for a purpose. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, let's go over to Mr. Bob Stogler with a look at the final scoring. Bob?
You got it, buddy. The Versailles Tigers defeat the Fort Recovery Indians 38-30, and they're led by their junior point guard, Caitlin McElnowney. She had 16, and at the end, the ball never left her hands, and she knows what to do with it. She knows how to finish, and they're a well-coached team, and that's why they are what they are. You know, they get the ball to their best players, and McElnowney delivered with 16. Lindsay Winter. Lindsay, big 6'2" junior, and that's a couple juniors that are really good basketball players. Lindsay had 8, but their offense runs around her. They get it into her. She kicks it out.
Right.
They got a nice team. Elizabeth Ording with 7. Danielle Kunk with 6. And that's Kelsey Kustenberger with 2. 38 for the Tigers. For the Indians, scoring looks like this. Brenna Humann comes off the bench. Brenna with 4. Kara Wendell with 4. Livy Patch finishes up with 8 points. She leads the Indians along with Allie Vaughn with 8. Val Mollenkamp with 6. Indians on the losing end, 38-30. Turnovers, Fort Recovery had 22. Versailles with 12. Indians led in rebounds. Val Mollenkamp with 4. Allie Vaughn with 5. And let's see. I got Indians getting out rebounded 19-11. So
big deficit there on the rebounds, and unfortunately we didn't do well in the turnover department either.
No,
so those were two key stats for us tonight. The JVs lost 32-25 after falling behind pretty far. Made a nice run at the end, but couldn't overcome the Versailles 32-25. And once again, leading the team in scoring was Macy Day with 12. Hope Wendell with 6. 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, and also Alina Evers, and 1 for Marissa Garkey. So we do have Coach of the Indians with us here, and Brian Patch. Hey, straighten me out. I can never remember. Is the Evers girl's name Alina or Elena?
Elena.
Elena, okay. How can I remember that?
I don't know.
Elena Evers. Elena Evers had 2 points in that JV game. Okay, Coach. Hey, your analysis of this one.
Really happy with our effort. Thought our kids played really hard.
They did.
And, you know, didn't execute as well as we wanted to on the offensive end. You know, that's going to happen some when you have some pressure like we did, you know, full court, and it was kind of a hard, intense, physical game. But, you know, that's something we got to continue to clean up. You know, as I told him in there, you know, that's a, you know, senior-laden team that, you know, went to state last year and probably go again this year. And, you know, they're playing a lot of juniors and seniors, and we're playing a lot of freshmen or sophomores and juniors. And, you know, with somewhat lack of experience at times out there on the floor and in the situations. And, you know, the other thing is we still haven't had a full week where we've had our whole squad there. And so, you know, as we told them, hopefully we get back where we can start practicing again and we can start gelling and we can clean some things up, getting, you know, used to playing with each other. So,
well, you're a very young team too, no seniors, and these kids are going to do nothing but improve over the season.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, happy with our kids and our effort, and you know, for us, we got to make sure that you know, as I told them, stay positive. We did a lot of good things out here against a good team. You know, at one point, I think it was 2 minutes to go or so, it was, you know, a 4-point ball game, 34-30, and we
actually, I think you got it down to 34-32.
Okay, well, we'll take that.
Or somewhere in there was
you know, that's where we just got to be able to have some composure and some poise out there, and okay, slow down a little bit and take a good shot and get our stops on defense, get our rebounds, and come down and you know, take care of things. And you know, right now we didn't do that. We had too many turnovers, and that part we just got to continue to clean up. So
yeah, the two stats we really lost on tonight, turnover department, and then they out rebounded us pretty good.
Yeah, you know, that's part of their offense. A lot of their offense is they just throw it up and go get it. And, you know, they have a lot of size. And, you know, that was one thing we talked about, keys of the game, was turnovers and rebounding. So, you know, if you lose those two categories in a game like this, that's probably going to hurt you a little bit. So,
Ottawa-Glandorf, pretty tough team coming in Saturday.
Yeah, as I told him in there, you know, we just faced a team that was at state last year, and we got to face another one. And so OG had been to state 4 straight years, and they returned a core group of their kids that have been playing. And, you know, it's going to be another good test for us. And, you know, we'll take tomorrow and go through a walkthrough and talk about what we need to do and regroup and come out here and continue to play hard, because, you know, they're going to play hard. They're going to come in here, and they're well coached, and they're going to get after it. And we just got to make sure we're ready to respond and keep battling. You know, as I told him, it's way too early to be thinking about, you know, upset or getting down or frustrated. We just got to come out and continue to get better and play and take one game at a time and work on progress and improvement.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the effort. It was a very nice effort for the girls tonight. Just couldn't quite get the ball to go into enough times. And again, like we said, too many turnovers this evening as well. So,
well, and at halftime, we had on our stats, we were 50%, but unfortunately, most of our misses were inside the paint. And, you know, against a good team like that, you can't miss, you know, baskets inside the paint. And unfortunately, we missed a lot in there as well. So that's something we got to continue to work at, is finishing around the rim. And you clean up those things with, you know, giving yourself a chance to score, and then being able to score on the inside stuff. You know, hopefully good things will continue to happen for us. So,
okay, Coach. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Good luck Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
No problem. And don't forget, fans, we'll have the game for you on the radio on Saturday here on PG14 J Country 101. I think it starts at 1:30. The varsity game does on Saturday afternoon with the JV at noon. I've got to be careful, because some of these games, some of these JV games, Bob, they're not playing a full game.
Yeah, I know.
So,
girls sports, you're seeing more and more of that, and I think that's a concern.
Yeah, okay. Just not enough players.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, thanks, sir.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
I got you to come up. I thought you'd bring us home a win here tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, buddy. I'll try again some other time. How's that?
Again, we will not be at Versailles tomorrow. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will be at Jay County on Saturday night for the Fort Recovery Jay County boys games, both the JV and varsity games. And then we'll also be here for the varsity game on Saturday afternoon with Fort Recovery and Ottawa-Glandorf. And you can hear that about 1:30 on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, not only on WPGW, but also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Once again, Lady Indians fall tonight to Versailles by a final score of 38-30. For our fine sponsors and for Bob Stogler, for our studio producer Eric Catterly, and for Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.